The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. But by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. As humans, we love traditions. We love things that are familiar. We love to know where we stand. In general, we even love rules. We don't always follow them, but we love to know they exist. Being in the midst of change and uncertainty is really difficult. How many times have you thought or said, myself included, and not just in this church, but how many times have you thought or said this, "But we've always done it that way"? I know I have. And in the last 2+ years, we have lived in times of uncertainty, with changes about how to respond and how to live our lives the safest way possible. And it is well documented that this has dramatically affected people's mental and emotional health. I see it in my students, and I see it in my teaching colleagues. So willingly going out into the unknown is counter to our human instinct. Yet this is what God was telling Peter and those choosing to follow Christ to do. I think we can imagine how difficult it would be for those who were questioning Peter to listen to him explain his vision. A vision where ideas and traditions and even sacred beliefs were being turned upside down. In his vision, the sheet, or whatever it was filled with all kinds of animals. Some Peter recognized as being clean and kosher according to the laws that he still followed as a Jew. However, mixed in with those were a number of unclean animals. Animals no even moderately devout Jew would even touch, let alone think about eating. Even Peter thought being told to cook and eat those things that were on the sheet was some kind of mistake. He questioned, "Oh God, I wouldn't do that." But God made it clear that this was no mistake. In fact, just to make the point, God repeats that vision 2 more times. This vision, of course, wasn't just about being allowed to eat whatever they wanted. It was about tearing down the boundaries of what it meant to be a child of God. This vision was a message telling them to go out and share the good news in Christ, not only to the Jews, but to so many more. This would mean reaching out to people who were very different, people the likes of whom none of the disciples had ever met or been around. It might be a little difficult for us to really understand because we aren't first century Jews, but this was hard for Peter, and this was hard for the apostles and the Jewish believers who had come to believe in Christ. It was hard for them to hear and understand as well. It was a dismantling of a religious tradition and the laws that were thousands of years old. It was abandoning the understanding that they were to behave in such a way as to set themselves apart from their neighbors. This was an unraveling of centuries of Jewish religious thought about what it was that included someone in the family of God. Following God and reaching out to others meant letting go of things that had served as marks of their identity, like heritage, laws, and traditions, and instead holding on to the one thing that matters, the grace of God. As Peter is sharing his story, he also relays that at the minute his vision ended, there was a knock on the door of the home where he had been staying. A group of men entered the home looking for the saving message of grace, but they were outsiders. They were Gentiles. Yet more words from God that the visions were not a mistake. Surprisingly, for the time, these men stayed as guests overnight in the house of a Jew and shared meals with Peter and his host. This behavior would have been scandalous. And so the mission of breaking down the barriers of who is in and who is out, the mission of sharing the gospel to all became real. It was no longer an idea or a vision or even a prayer. It was happening right then and right there. Suddenly, the picture that God has for mission and ministry and the vision of God's idea of what it is to be his child, those came into focus for Peter. This is what it looks like. People, very different people, around one table, together, celebrating what Christ has done through his death and resurrection for all of them. Something else has become clear also. This wasn't going to be easy. God never told them how everything would happen or how it would all work out. But God did give them the Holy Spirit and the Word, just as God gives us the Holy Spirit and the Word. And that is really all we need. Change is hard, and some didn't like the changes that were being proposed by Peter. God wasn't going to let them just hang out with people like them, participating in the same rituals, maintaining the same boundaries they had always put up. And the believers in Jerusalem that Peter was visiting after his vision made their thoughts clear. You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them. How could you? People loved the old ways so much they wanted to go backwards to have a faith that looked more and more like the faith that God and Jesus during his life was calling them away from. We can't blame them for struggling with what Peter was suggesting, for struggling with what God was calling them to do. They liked having clear lines, and they liked having a definitive idea of who were the insiders and who were the outsiders. All those things make life so much easier. They knew deep down that suddenly life was going to get harder, that ministry was going to be unpredictable, uncomfortable, and possibly even chaotic. Thankfully, they accepted the discomfort and unpredictability, and there were some that celebrated. The listeners were shocked at first, right? They all fell silent. But then they glorified God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." So I want to put other words in place of the term Gentiles. Then God has given even to the homeless, even to the CEOs, even to the Muslims, even to our enemies, even to those who break the law. And of course, this list goes on and on and on. God calls the church to embrace this message today. Calls us to battle against complacency and settling in our own comfort. God calls us into discomfort and messiness. And even more, God calls us to celebrate it. So many people have deep needs in body and soul. And this was sadly seen in yet another mass shooting, one based in racial hate. What pain and brokenness leads a person to the extreme belief that somehow someone who is in some way different does not deserve life? How can we reach those who need so much to hear the love of God for themselves, as well as the love of God for all, so that this violence that is permeating our world might cease? How can we reach our neighbors, our co-workers, people who we may not even realize are desperate for a word of belonging? God may not spell it out exactly, but God does call us to have faith and to trust that we will be helped in this endeavor. We are called to take a chance and see what God can do. We are part of a long line of Christians who followed where God was leading, even if they didn't know exactly where it was or what it was going to look like. It may not be easy, but we will have joy in the work God has laid out for us. We may struggle. We may find it hard to make changes to our routines, but for those with whom we share the gospel, it could be, and likely will be, life-changing. Christ has died for our sins. Christ was risen from the dead. Christ is coming back again. He did it all for you and for me and for all of humanity. It is a joy that can never be taken away from us. It is a joy that a world wrapped in sorrow really needs to hear. Amen.